Top of mind, BTC touched a 20-month low of 59,125 on June 6th and has since recovered to $67,250 intraday Monday on a US-Iran peace deal. The Strait of Hormuz reopening simultaneously unwound three macro headwinds: high oil prices, elevated yields, and hawkish Fed expectations. That confluence matters more than the headline price move. The real test is Friday's formal signing in Switzerland and Wednesday's first FOMC under Kevin Warsh. Multiple sources note the weekend rally ran on thin liquidity and OBV momentum indicators remain in bear market territory. This is relief, not confirmed demand recovery. Standard Chartered calls the 59K print the cycle low. Galaxy Digital's model puts base case bottom at 40K, 46K. Those views are unreconciled and both should be tracked. Market structure, BTC, Oksaksny 7,250, intraday Monday, up Yav 5, 1% on day, recovering from a $59,125 low on June 6th. Options 25 delta skew still, 4% to 5% per Greeks Live. Traders remain net buyers of downside protection. Glassnode flags accumulation trend scores turning positive across multiple wallet cohorts after the 60K test. ETF flows broke a five-week losing streak. Friday saw 85 Doldrei Emenden in net inflows, led by BlackRock IBIT, 57.7 Menders. Prior five-week outflow total, E1.8. Bitfinex characterizes this as seller exhaustion plus macro reprieve, not genuine demand, requires ETF and treasury buying to both turn positive to confirm a sustained bid. Mining difficulty fell 10.09% at block 953,568, the 11th largest downward adjustment ever, second largest of 2026. Hash rate down 12% in June, 23% from October peak. Hash price recovered to 33 PH day, above $30 break-even threshold. Capriol puts miner production cost at $61,200, margin at 4.67%. Strategy disclosed 1,587 BTC as purchased June 8, 14 for 100 mellas at AVG 63,024. Total holdings 846,842 BTC, 64.1B cost basis, AVG 75,656. USD reserve rebuilt to 1.1 BIAS. STRC still below $100 par R for 4+ consecutive weeks. Preferred programs inactive for purchases past month. Policy and institutions. Kraken launched CFTC regulated perpetual futures on Kraken Pro via its Bitnomial acquisition, listing BTC and 8 other assets. Sits in same collateral pool as CME Futures. Follows CFTC approval of Kalshi's Bitcoin perps, 1B volume in first week, and Coinbase's perpetual style contracts, meaningful structural shift in US derivatives access. SEC proposed rescinding Reg NMS rules 611 and 610E, the order protection and locked market rules. Benchmark calls it the most consequential piece of US crypto regulation this year, arguing removal unlocks tokenized equity trading on AMMs. Comment period open 60 days. Vote expected early 2027. Securitize, Coinbase, and Galaxy flagged as beneficiaries. SBF's fraud conviction upheld by the Second Circuit, 25-year sentence stands. Trump has publicly said he will not issue a pardon. Closes the appellate path, only habeas corpus or SCOTUS petition remain. Hungary reversing its 2025 crypto criminalization law, aligning with MICA. Japan's lower house passed a bill classifying crypto as a financial instrument, potentially enabling crypto ETFs and better tax treatment. Context for Metaplanet's Ceibo Securities acquisition, 2.08B BTC Treasury, network and industry. Kraken Perp's launch, see policy, represents the most significant US-regulated derivatives infrastructure event this week, also covered there. Mining difficulty, 10% and hash price recovery detailed in market structure above. BitGo launched Lightning Earn via Amboss Rails integration, allowing institutional clients to earn BTC-denominated routing fees, deploying capital into Lightning channels. BitGo committed own treasury. OCC-regulated custody wrapper is the differentiation from prior institutional Lightning products. Blockworks acquired Messari for 10 menadans, a steep discount from Messari's 300 mandas 2022 Series B valuation. Reflects bear market distress, Architect Partners counts 144 crypto deals worth 11.8 BYTD, up 3.5% by value. consolidation of data infrastructure layer consistent with a haves versus have-nots dynamic. Macro linkages, US-Iran peace deal, signing targeted June 19th in Switzerland, sent WTI below 80 BOE per barrel from $91 earlier this month. Oil was the primary transmission mechanism for elevated yields and hawkish Fed positioning. Its decline is what's actually driving Bitcoin's relief rally. Not crypto-native flows. Fed meeting Wednesday is the week's defining risk event. Inflation ran CPI 4.2% YOY. May, PPI plus 6.5% YOY. Rate hike odds above 40% by September per CME FedWatch. Warsh's first press conference and dot plot update, other catalyst. A hawkish surprise would reload put demand and cap the current rally. SpaceX IPO, 86.2B raised including Greenshoe, is now resolved. Standard Chartered argued forced ETF selling to fund SPCX allocations was a meaningful driver of the 5.7B outflow streak since mid-May. With allocations settled, that specific selling pressure should fade. Standouts, Metaplanet acquired SIBO Securities for 13 Nenum, gaining a Type 1 financial instruments license to distribute BTC-linked yield products to Japanese retail. The first step in Project Nova. Structurally significant, Japan's 7.4T household savings pool is the target market. SpaceX disclosed 18,712 BTC, 661 NEPMIA's cost basis, AVGA's 35,324 AUS coin in its S1, now the eighth largest public corporate holder. Confirms long-term balance sheet allocation, not trading. Galaxy Digital cycle bottom model, base case 40K, 46K, with only 4 of 13 bottoming indicators triggered as of June 8. Directly contradicts Standard Chartered's 59K was the low call. US charged two men, Ukrainian Russian nationals, in a 389 million BTC money laundering scheme tied to dark web mixing service Audi A6. Six undercover operations, blockchain analytics defeated the mixer. France-based Capital B, Euronext, ALCPB, developing an STRC-style BTC-backed credit instrument for European markets, targeting double-digit yield. Single-sourced, no launch timeline disclosed.